Hello, you are listening to the All Things College podcast show with Dr. Lewis. How are you today? We're going to get into a new series. We're in season 6. Today, we're going to talk about after the PhD is completed, then what, right? What's up? This whole series, I'm going to give you some tips and tricks on how to make it come alive, right? Let's talk about it. So you finish your doctorate program and you kind of want to know what's next. What are my options? What should I be doing? Okay. So I'm going to give it to y'all and share. So let's go. Now, I'll start off during my stint of working on my PhD. I was working for the government, and then I transitioned over into the education field full time. I was always participating in education. In fact, when I worked for the federal government, I was teaching, right? I would work 4 days a week, 10-hour days, and have the rest of the days off and be teaching. I was a part of an organization that taught kids in elementary school on how to read, and I enjoyed it. So I knew that as I finished my PhD, that was something that I wanted to do, is to go into education full time. I've always growing up done after school programs and different things that tutored students and stuff, but I knew it was like my calling to teach. Like, I just knew it, right? Even in the federal government, I did teaching and wrote curriculum and did national video broadcasts. And I just transitioned that over into a educational field. But oddly enough, my PhD is not in education, but it is in human services, because I wanted it to be the holistic approach of everyone, right? Helping people rebuild their lives and get into where they want to be, fulfilling their goals. So in my PhD program, we looked at behavioral health. We looked at different cultures. We looked at how to get people the resources they needed. I wanted to touch lives all over, not just in education, but holistically. Who are people when they leave my presence? Do they have everything they need? People are not going to be receptive to learn if at home they don't have any food, if they don't even have a home, if they have no type of family support, if they have trauma that has triggered them and stumbled them into learning. Who is the whole person? That's what human services means to me. So that's why I got my PhD in it. So I began transitioning from the federal government by substituting. Then that's when I became a permanent teacher. Okay. Now, just because you get your PhD does not mean that's where your education is going to stop. Depending on the field you go to, you will have to go back to school and get certifications. You will have to go back and take tests, and you will still be open to learning. It doesn't stop because you get a PhD. You got to continue working on your craft, working on that mind, getting that education and knowledge. In the educational field, learning is never nonstop. Not just the learning you get from your job, but there's responsibilities that we have as educators to go back and continuously stay educated on our craft and our specified field of knowledge and what we teach, okay? So you're going to have to continuously do that and be open to it. But do not think again, because you have a doctoral degree, that the education stops. No, it doesn't, honey. I'm in school right now over the summer, still taking classes, right? But when I'm taking these additional classes, I don't necessarily advertise that I'm a PhD, because I just want to be treated like a regular student. I'm there to learn and be humbled like everyone else. And I don't think because I have one that I've arrived, I made it, I don't have to learn anymore. That couldn't be further from the truth, right? So you want to continue in your learning. You will have to learn regardless of the field. And even if your employer does not require that, do it for yourself. Just do it because you want to be a better human. You want to go along with the changing times, right? You want to learn. Always be open to learning what new software is available in aiding you in your teaching, what's effective. Be open in learning what the young people learn. Ask the young people in your classes how to do things, right? Again, I will ask anybody. I will even ask the babies that I teach and say, hey, how'd you do this? Can you show Dr. Lewis how to do this? I am not above humbling myself and learning. That's what learning's about. So in today's episode, I just wanted to stress, you still have to go and get educated. It doesn't stop because you have a PhD. Whether you want to teach in education, whether you want to write curriculum policy, whether you want to teach on college level, high school level, middle school, elementary, the learning never stops. So be receptive to it. Don't complain. Don't get upset. Just take it by the horn. Take them bulls by the horn and learn. Stretch yourself. It's going to make you a better individual. Okay? This is Dr. Lewis signing off on the All Things College podcast show. Welcome to season 6 on What's Next After the PhD. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.